Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Both presidential candidates are concentrating on swing states in their final weekend of campaigning. President Trump is rallying in five states today, and he's doubling down on claims that the results of the presidential election must be known on election night itself. But as NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, that's not how voting works.
During a campaign stop in Iowa, Trump blasted the recent Supreme Court decision that allows Pennsylvania election officials to count absentee ballots received the Friday after Election Day, as long as they are postmarked November 3rd.
We should know the result of the election on November 3rd, the evening of November 3rd. That's the way it's been, and that's the way it should be.
But that's not true. Winners are usually projected on election night using partial vote counts. In any election, it typically takes longer to count absentee ballots that, by law, count just the same as votes cast in person. More mail-in ballots are being cast this year because of the pandemic. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
And Democratic candidate Joe Biden campaigned at two drive-in rallies in Philadelphia today. At one, he told supporters it's time for a change from a president who has, quote, done a lot of really stupid, mean things.
In 2 days, we can put an end to a president who has failed to protect this nation. In 2 days, we can put an end to a presidency that fanned the flames of hate, poured gasoline on every opportunity he had all across this nation.
Pennsylvania is a key swing state with 20 electoral votes. Biden will campaign in the state again tomorrow with running mate Kamala Harris. Five European countries are now in their second lockdowns, and others have heavy restrictions in place to slow a rapid rise in infections and deaths from the coronavirus. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the second wave is hitting Europe hard.
France, Ireland, Belgium, and Austria are in lockdown. Britain will begin a month-long confinement on Thursday. Germany has closed all bars and restaurants. Spain has a nationwide curfew, and Italy is banning travel between regions. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the virus was spreading even faster than the reasonable worst-case scenario scientific advisors provided. French Health Minister Olivier Véran said that Christmas would not be a normal holiday this year. Anger and exasperation over new restrictions led to protests and violence over the weekend in several Spanish and Italian cities. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
And in the U.S., there are 9.1 million confirmed cases of coronavirus with more than 230,000 deaths. Asian markets are trading higher at this hour. The Asia Dow and the Nikkei in Japan both up about 1.5%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is up about 0.9%. You're listening to NPR News. In Minnesota, jury selection starts tomorrow in the trial of the leader of an Illinois anti-government group who is accused of being the mastermind behind the 2017 bombing of a suburban Minneapolis mosque. 49-year-old Michael Hari has pleaded not guilty to multiple civil rights and hate crimes stemming from the pipe bombing of Dar el-Farouk Islamic Center in Bloomington. No one was injured, but the mosque was damaged. His alleged accomplices, who have pleaded guilty, say the bombing was meant to scare Muslims into leaving the U.S. Hari's trial is expected to last about 3 weeks. In Belarus, tens of thousands of anti-government protesters defied threats of a police crackdown and took to the streets for another weekend of demonstrations. Hundreds were arrested. NPR's Lucian Kim has more.
Police say they used non-lethal weapons to fire warning shots to disperse demonstrators in the capital, Minsk. Activists say there have been dozens of arrests of protesters and journalists. Alexander Lukashenko, who has ruled Belarus for 26 years, is hardening his stance as Belarusians continue to protest vote rigging in the August presidential election and demand his resignation. This week, Lukashenko shook up the leadership of the security forces and closed the country's land borders to foreigners. Lukashenko has accused neighbors Poland and Lithuania of preparing an armed invasion and rallied support for his regime from Russian President Vladimir Putin. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.